6, beginning in verse 1. It says, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple." Isaiah is being made privy in these verses to something, again, that I told you before, that few people have ever seen. Okay? Though it is something that one day I will see for myself. It's something that one day, if you have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, you will see for yourself. I hope that encourages you to make that choice today, because the picture of this is really quite remarkable. But for today, we have to take Isaiah's account. And I believe in the next three verses, the Bible shares with us three truths. Okay, three principles, three truths, three points about God's holiness. Okay, truths that would benefit us if perhaps today we would take them seriously. They would benefit us and encourage us to value the relationship that God offers to us. The first truth is this. Point number one. It says, "I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted." And you have to think about where we are right now. We're in the throne room of God. And in the midst of the throne room of God, it says, "I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted." Now, anybody here ever been to Washington, D.C.? A few people? Okay. Do you know, though, that Washington, D.C. was strategically designed by our founding fathers? That there's no, you know, just kind of let's wing it going on in Washington, okay? Well, there is now, but as far as the design of the city, yeah, as far as the design of the city, the city is very intricately designed, okay? Every structure is in a particular place. Every monument was placed in such a place that it is to make that capital the most intimidating city in the world, all right? It was designed to humble any ruler or any foreign dignitary who came to visit. They would be humbled by this great and magnificent city. You know, it's designed ultimately to give the United States the ultimate home field advantage. Okay, when you come to Washington, trust me, this city's going to knock your socks off. Okay, and that's the way it was designed. Okay, and at the center of this design were the three foundations of our government. You have the Houses of Congress, the White House, and the Supreme Court. Okay, so that's at the middle of this grand city. But now take that idea and multiply it by a million times. Okay, just by a million times. I mean, try to wrap your head around this idea here. Okay, we live on it really is a very beautiful planet, don't we? I mean, have you ever been outside at night and looked up into the starry expanse? How majestic is that? That's just awesome. Okay, but then in the center of all of that, in the center of this majestic starry advance and all the heavens that God has created, okay, in the very center of that is the throne room of God. Okay, it's the center of attention. It's the epicenter of this entire creation is the throne room of God. And then in the middle of that is the throne of God. And it doesn't describe that it was just kind of sitting over in the corner. It says even there in this place of awesome majesty, the throne was high and exalted and lifted up. I mean, guys, we're talking about something incredible here. John attempted to give us an idea about this place in Revelation chapter 4. It won't be on there. And in your notes, you can definitely write this down because it's a great read. Okay, but Revelation chapter 4, listen to how John described this place. "After this I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had heard first speaking to me like a trumpet said, 'Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this.' At once I was in the Spirit, and there before me was a throne in heaven with someone sitting on it. And the one who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian." Now listen to this stuff here. It says, "A rainbow resembling an emerald encircled the throne. Surrounding the throne were 24 other thrones, and seated on them were 24 elders. They were dressed in white and had crowns of gold on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning, rumblings, and peals of thunder. Before the throne, seven lamps were blazing. These are the seven spirits of God. Also before the throne, there was what looked like a sea of glass, clear as crystal." And what an amazing picture. What an amazing place. And in the midst of all of that, God is lifted up even higher. He is even more separate. He is more holy. It says, "I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted." Again, have you guessed my first point? Holiness requires separation. Part of holiness is separation. Now this morning, if you're having a hard time wrapping your mind around that, I do too, okay? And that's why I'd encourage you, read Revelation 4. It's a wonderful, wonderful description of this awesome place. And in the midst of this awesome throne room is an even more awesome God, okay? An even more separate and holy God. So if your mind is having a hard time wrapping yourself around that, then I'd encourage you here for just a few moments, let your heart listen and try to understand how holy our Lord is.